It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Although we are all feeling the effects of this new normal, there are parts of the population who share more specific and powerful experiences brought on by COVID-19. Among them, those who have actually been diagnosed with the coronavirus and recovered. This includes most people who have been affected with the virus, to be candid. An exact number is tough to pinpoint, given the number of asymptomatic cases. But it's a group that includes some people you know, like Ray Benson. Guitar player, singer, and frontman for Asleep at the Wheel. Ray, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thank you, Dave. Also, it's been good having you all on the air.
How you feeling?
I'm fine. I'm 100%. In fact, I'm better than I was before because during the illness, I was knocked out so and in bed so much that I lost 20 pounds.
Good night. Good night, man. Well, I rang you up, I guess it was the weekend that we heard Kenny Rogers had died, and I was asking you a few questions about Kenny, and I didn't realize at the time, but you said you were not feeling good and that you had, you know, you wondered about whether or not you might have coronavirus. And then lo and behold, back on March 31st, you come out and publicly shared that, yeah, you were diagnosed. So you had it back when we were chatting, I guess.
Yeah, evidently. It appeared what happened was we did that thing for Willie in Lubbock, Texas on the 17th. I was feeling kind of bad, but I just figured whatever, you know, and then I felt real bad. And on the 18th, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I went to bed for 2 days. Then I went on the 21st to get a test. I didn't have any respiratory problems and I didn't have any fever. And they wouldn't give me a test because I did not have those symptoms. So I went back home and I figured, oh, whatever. And I'm still feeling bad. 3 days later, I go, this is bad. I got to go in. And here's what it is. You get nausea, dizziness, fatigue, couldn't eat. But that was it. So none of the ones that everybody assumed was the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. So finally on the 25th, I go in and my doctor said, I said, I don't know, give me a blood test. It's anemia or something, you know? And they did all that. And then she said, I've got a COVID test going. Really? Oh, and they gave it to me. 24 hours later, they called and said, you got it. If you have any respiratory problems, get to the hospital.
Wow.
I didn't. I just, you know, hunkered down and the symptoms went away in about a week after that. So about two and a half weeks of that. I went public because I couldn't get a test. Otherwise, I would not have gone public. But the outpouring of love and concern was incredible. I mean, it was really heartwarming to have all of that. The lingering effect was my back went out because of laying in bed for, you know.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding. Wow.
Yeah. So that's good. Now I spent a week stretching and doing all that, and it's getting better. And because my friend Christopher Cross, he says he can't walk because you just lay there and your whole body just atrophies, kind of. You know.
Well, given all these unknowns, how do you move forward as a musician, Ray? I mean, are you going to get back? Have you thought about, okay, well, I'm going to, by some date, I'm going to get back in that bus and hit the road? Or how are you thinking about
it? I don't know. I don't know, Dave. You know, the answer is I don't know. You know, we go places and shake hands. And I was talking to Lyle Lovett. Lyle's worried that we're not going to, that nobody will even book acts until 2021. And even then, they don't know whether people will congregate. I wonder if crowds are going to be allowed or willing to congregate, you know. So we're all in the same, you know, we're not in the same boat. We're all in the same quandary as to what are we going to do. You know, they talk about the vaccine. I offered myself up and I haven't heard back. I said, hey, happy to be a guinea pig because, you know, I survived it and I think I'd survive it again if I got it. Not that I want to, but we got to find out. Internally, yeah, I've really been sitting here, you know, every day going, you know, there are times that delineate aspects of your life, et cetera. This is one of them. 9/11 was one of them. You know, the world's going to change. I know it's going to change. And this is one of them. I think people have been incredibly supportive of the music and the arts communities in terms of online and this, that, and the other. But, you know, I've always said that there's a premium on going to see people in person, because we're humans and there's something that goes on between humans face to face that is not going to happen on video. Hopefully we will all get through this, and hopefully we will be back on stage, but I don't see anything in the near future.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you ever get the chance to see Ray Benson in Asleep at the Wheel live, you got to do that. And we all look forward to your return to the stage, or, of course, online, too. Ray Benson's frontman for Asleep at the Wheel, and he has recovered from COVID-19.
Thank you, David. Y'all are the best. We love listening to the show.
Thanks, man.